Brokaw Show with Anna DeBlanc is right here on 720 WGN. I feel alive again because the Meatheads are here.
The Meatheads. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Now, I just want to say that the Meatheads, Bill and Andy from Palina Meat Market in Chicago, Palina Market, technically, because they're more than just meat. They're everything you could possibly imagine. 3501 North Lincoln Avenue.
Coleslaw is delicious, by the way.
I take days off just to go there. I do. I mean, it is one of my favorite places on earth because you walk in, it smells so great, and the food is great, and then you take it home and you cook for a week, and you just can't get over it. Mm-hmm. Just can't get over it. And I often ask Andy exactly what it is I need to do because I was just saying, my grilling game this year, up immensely because of
spot
you
guys. Spot on, huh?
Spot on.
Beautiful.
Yeah, because you tell me what to do, and I just do it, and I just go and I do it. And things that... I've made so many mistakes over the years.
Yes,
everybody
has.
Yeah. And I have to, fix it and do something and make it better. And
sometimes it's always trial and error.
Yeah.
You start with the right. You start with the good stuff and can't go wrong.
It makes it a lot easier.
That's so true.
Exactly true.
That is so true. And you got to be, and I think on the grill, especially as we're heading into Labor Day here, you got to be patient. I mean, there's people who want to get on there. There's people who really know what they're doing and then they just go fast and they get it done. And they know what they're doing right. But if you don't want to mess it up and you're not 100% sure, you go a little slower, right?
Yep.
And
my question is, are you always drying it out when you go too slow? Like, if you wait too long or have the wrong heat, like, you're drying out your meats sometimes, especially the fishes, I find.
Not pulled pork.
No.
Yeah. That takes some time.
One thing a lot of people make a mistake, and that what makes their meat dry, is as soon as they take it off the grill, they cut right into it. You don't want to do that. You want to let it set. Give it a good 10, 15 minutes, and the juices will get back into the muscle. You cut it too soon, the juices drain out, and it ends up being dry.
And take those juices and put them right on top, right? Did you do that or no?
Well, letting it set there, it helps keep the juice in it.
So it's in the meat.
Yeah.
Muscle, say meat. I prefer meat.
Okay, meat. In the meat. From the
meat. Sitting here, the vegetarian. I prefer meat, too.
Meathead.
I prefer what it's... I don't want to think about what that actually is. It's like it's a steak.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, it's it. All right, so... if you had to pick for Labor Day, people want to do encased meats of some sort. What are your suggestions here?
We're going to be doing a firecracker brat. I think we mentioned that last time we were here.
Yeah.
Which is it's got jalapeno jack cheese. It's got jalapenos. It's got cheddar cheese. It's a pork brat, fully cooked. So you can't mess it up. You cook it just like you would a hot dog. Just put the grill marks in it. Heat it up. Very, very good.
Yeah.
That's something we're going to be featuring for our Labor Day.
And we made them jumbo, almost like foot long.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a little different. We never do that. So.
Yeah, and the beauty of this, too, is that, and I've had that a number of times, it is idiot proof. I am proving it.
Right.
Because, like you say, just warm it up and it's ready to go.
Well, that's it. When you look at the brats that we have, half of the case is fully cooked, whether they've been cooked or smoked. They can actually be eaten as is. So you're just putting the grill marks in, just eat. And then the other half is the raw sausage, like your Italian sausage or your chorizo or tomato basil.
So, or your pork sausage.
And it's all separated so you can see which is which. When we wrap it up, we mark it on the package, either raw or cooked.
Can I tell you the worst kept secret I have all summer now? Because you guys taught me how to do this.
What's that?
Is unbelievable. You get the pork sausage, which is it's a raw sausage, so you do have to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
I boil it in beer with the onions.
Simmer it in beer.
Simmer it in beer, and the onions to cook it, and then I put it on the grill, and then I take those onions off, and I throw those just on the
burger or something.
I take them off, and then I put them on a flat iron grill just for a second, just to kind
crisp
of
them up, caramelize
them a little bit on top of it, and then I throw that on top. And I swear to God, I am the most popular human being in the north side of Chicago when I do that.
I love it.
Oh my God!
How do you get the grill marks? I know that may seem I'm not the best. Like, how do you get the best grill marks on your meats?
As long as the grill is hot, the grate on your grill, that's what's making the marks. It's not in between.
It's not the oils or anything like that.
It's the grate, at the heat of the grate.
Because those just look great.
That's what puts it on there.
Just looks so appetizing.
If you have questions for the Meatheads, 312-981-7200, they're here to answer. And you also brought stuff for Oktoberfest. And why are we? What are you doing to me? The summer is not over yet. What are we doing here?
We're still barbecuing.
It's a big month for us.
Okay.
We have a lot of things going on. We have Customer Appreciation Day. Oktoberfest is like a whole month long, even though it's only like two and a half weeks, and we make just about everything you need for Oktoberfest. We have the big Bavarian pretzels. We have the traditional German brat, like from Munich, made with veal and pork, and the kraut and the Landjäger and the Edmonthal cheese, and you name it. We have everything you need. So it's a big thing for us. We want to let everybody know that, that if you're going to have a little fest, every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I have my own at my own house.
And so. And you know, the other beauty of this, too, is they got the beer there, too. So you can do it's all right there in the case.
One-stop shopping.
It is one-stop shopping. Mm-hmm. It's your Oktoberfest headquarters. And
what do we have here?
All right, hold on. Let's take a little time out here to get the traffic in. We'll get the phone calls up, 312-981-7200. Any grilling questions? Any questions about meat? We have the doctors of meat. The meatheads are here. There's not a single question that they cannot answer. There's not a single answer they cannot proffer. Correct or incorrect, it does not matter. Ask me, I'll give you the wrong answer. And then those guys will tell me, no, you're an idiot. Here's what you need to do. All that is coming your way. But first, Violetta's got the WGN Trouble Spots. Meatheads are here.
Hey, guys.
Labor Day weekend is ending the summer festival. But then they're also ready. The nice thing about the meatheads in Polina Market is it doesn't matter what time of year it is. They're going to make me feel better about the world because I go right from the seasons turn with them. You got the summer grilling season. Now we turn that into Oktoberfest, and I got to get ready for Thanksgiving, then get ready for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Then I turn back around to creating my ice cave. So I need to have all kinds of food to get me
prepared
through January
meats,
and February.
Maybe
and
cured meats or something.
Yeah, things like, all the things. That, like you got jerky here, right? You got these crazy jerkies that are unbelievably great. And then we go right into St. Patrick's Day for the where I got the corned beef and cabbage. And then I'm back to grilling season, essentially.
Right. Yeah. Well, what we brought here is we brought a sample of some of the sausages that are traditional for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
We bought the veal brat. We bought the curry brat. We brought the Sheboygan.
No.
And we cooked it on a bed of sauerkraut. And we cut them into pieces, and that's that. And the other one is basically a boneless smoked pork loin. You cut it into chops. They like to call it Kessler chops or Kossler chops. And we serve that on a bed of red cabbage. And that's boneless.
And you make like a little sandwich with that, or do you say just put it right on a plate?
Sandwich or put it right on a plate, just like that, just the way it is.
All right. I cannot go wrong.
We have a traditional brat pack that we sell at the shop that has the veal brat, the Sheboygan, the curry, nice, and the smoked Thuringer. The smoked Thuringer is a beef and pork sausage that's smoked. And those are all fully cooked. Very easy to cook. Throw them on the grill.
Can't make a mistake.
Ready to go.
You
can't make a mistake.
Up,
yep, that's it. That's it.
That's easy to do. I like that.
Because I did this a couple of weeks ago. I had a little get together. It was just nothing, but it was. I had a sausage fest. You know that movie was coming out. That sausage.
So
fest.
In honor of that movie.
So in honor of the movie, I had a sausage fest at the house, and I had all this, the stuff that, and I had actually a bunch of it frozen, which actually worked. I always get worried about that when I freeze stuff. But I was able to put it back in the refrigerator for a day, and it came, back to life. And then, boom. And I'm telling you, there should have been a line at your door on Monday morning after what I did.
Actually, all of our products freeze very well. Just like you said, you freeze them and you take them out the day before, put them in the fridge, and they're just as fresh as when you bought them.
I know.
That's good to know.
We also cryovac items, too. So if people want to keep them for a long time, we can cryovac them for you. Put them in the package, like the air, and they'll even last even longer.
All right. I got to get some phone calls in here. Bob, you're on WGN. You're on with the Meatheads.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I've got a question for you as it relates to the porterhouse steak. I'm curious to know, if we wanted to order something like that and try to attempt to make the steak a Florentine, can you give us any recommendations?
Oh, Florentine.
Sounds very fancy.
Yeah.
A porterhouse you want to make into a Florentine? So you got to do
it.
Put a cream spinach on top and then melt some Swiss cheese over it?
Is that the cut of meat that...
No. No. You're taking one of the most important pieces of steakery, and you're making it profane, sir. You need to get a cheaper piece of
is
meat
that
for
true?
That.
Florentine. Well, yeah, it's got a bone in it. You don't mm-hmm. you don't want to use that for
yeah,
Florentine.
No.
You want to use
no.
something thinner
something
and something
I would do.
Boneless.
Yeah.
And then you're going to put the spinach and the Swiss cheese on top. That's basically what Florentine is spinach and Swiss cheese.
Yeah, I think you do that with chicken
you
or you do that
do
with veal.
Veal is the traditional way of doing it. Veal Florentine.
Yeah, that's a
or you
beautiful
do it
thing.
With fish, you know. Okay. It works great with fish.
Not with the porterhouse.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love your aggression, sir, but I just don't think that that's going to work out for anybody.
Dressing things up a little bit, maybe too much.
Yeah. All right. Jeff, you're on WGN.
Hey, I got questions about meat thermometers. I've been grilling for 20 years using a clock. I want to switch to a meat thermometer. When do I use it? How do I use it? Is there a particular kind I should be looking for?
I prefer the instant read one. It's just you just stick it in. It gives you your temperature, and you pull it out. It's easy to calibrate. You get ice water. You put it in the ice water, and if it's not 32, you twist it to the needles on 32, and it's calibrated, ready to go. So you're just.
Is there a good guide as to how long I should be cooking certain cuts of meat?
Oh, absolutely. You got different temps for different type, you know, for how you want to cook. You had like 30, 35 for a nice medium rare. You can go up to 40, 45 for medium, 50, 55 for well done.
Yeah.
That's
with a one in front of it.
Thermometer?
Pardon me?
Do you recommend using a thermometer?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
You get that. You hit those marks you're looking for. It's perfect.
You also get a digital instant one, too. And those work pretty well. I've found that I've got, and they've got like a little, you get the one where it's like a switchblade knife, it comes out, and then you don't have to stand, put your hand directly over the heat, which I've learned the hard way doesn't feel good. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate
thanks, guys.
It. The Meatheads, Palina Meat Market was here. Go to Palina Meat Market. Do not miss this. 3501 North Lincoln Avenue, 773-248-6272. Go ask for Bill. Go ask for Andy. Go ask for anybody. There's 100 guys behind the case right there. They're willing and able-bodied and can help.
Ro, thanks for having us. Yeah,
gentlemen, you are always the best. Thank you for being here. We shall return.